Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Wolf Bites Boy. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Don't let the bastards grind you fucking down. Don't let the bastards grind you down. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job to Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wolf Bites Boy, a band from Stoke Stroke Sheffield, who are a three-piece punk rock outfit and formerly of another band who are Senseless, I think. And that's the first thing that we've ever been sent through by them, and I really liked it. And it's a great message, Tony. Don't let the bastards grind you down.
Oh, yes, this is true.
Absolutely. What is their Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/WolfBitesBoy.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, and Internet Neil, and we will hopefully be hearing more from them in future weeks, because I like that. Now, I haven't got any additional material particularly this week, Tony.
Okay.
If you do have a joke or poem for us, please do email PaulieB@PonkyRadio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. But I do have a little story about my nephew Matthew, who's now 9 years old, Tony.
Okay.
And I saw him this afternoon. I see him quite a lot on Tuesdays now, and he's very entertaining. His latest thing is they've got to do a talk. They've all got to have some sort of debate. I don't remember being nine. I was having debates at school.
No.
But they've got to have some form of debate about whether zoos are a good thing or not. And Matthew is very much in the zoos are not a good idea camp, which is exactly the same as me. I've always been completely against them. I think they're outdated Victorian rubbish, and people can see animals now on the internet and on the TV almost as realistic as in real life and in their natural habitat by being filmed there, which Victorians didn't have, and etc, etc. I can understand the need in some ways for us to keep endangered species alive, but those places don't necessarily need to be open to the public and should be science centres instead. And if you're going to argue that the people that visit fund that, no, they don't. They're funded privately in the most. And one other thing I would say is perhaps a better idea would be to educate people and help them out so they have enough money in the countries where endangered species are so they don't keep killing them.
Good point.
So anyway, turns out Matthew feels exactly the same way. And I was really, really quite surprised. On a separate issue, while we're having this discussion, there's a cartoon on in the background that he's half watching while he's playing Lego and talking to me. He can multitask. And on this cartoon, there's this bloke that apparently is called the Ice King, and he's playing the drums, and on the drums it says number one, Babe. And I said to Matthew, what is all this going on? Is this Ice King? He's got a beard. Is he supposed to be a woman or something? Because that drum says number one, Babe. And Matthew said, oh, he's probably a lesbian.
Nice.
Came out of nowhere.
Blimey. Fair point.
Anyway, that's it. So you didn't see that one coming, did you? I either. A band I like to hear from, and in particular the lead singer, is Vinny from Vinny and the Stars, who we've played on the show over the last two or three years quite a bit. And they're a really interesting band who they do some sort of rock stuff, they do quite a lot of kind of rap. You might remember the song I Ain't From America, I'm From Hull. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
So it's songs that are sung in the accent of the region as they should be, and they sent us a message last week saying we've got a new album out. It's not out yet. The album's called Development. Would you be good enough to play a track off it in advance of the album coming out? I think the one you'd like the best is this one, and he was right. The one that he sent us was the one that we liked the best, so we're going to play it. And hello to Vinny and the Stars. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Vinny and the Stars' website?
VinnyandTheStars.co.uk?
No, VinnyandTheStars.com. And it's VinnyandTheStars.com. This is as catchy as hell, and it's got a very, very catchy keyboard lick, synthesizer lick that you're about to hear, because this is Paulie Mean Internet 1, Tony 1, and this is Got Enough.
On the floor, my pockets are empty, got no money anymore.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Vinny and the Stars. We will be playing more from them in future weeks without doubt. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Do you like that song?
Oh, I absolutely love it. Thank you very much for remembering that I like to talk about it every week before you get gassing.
That's fine. Yes, thank you for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Please do get in touch. We had a few comments this week. So, in response to last week's show, Fred Johnson has been touched to say happy B-Day, Tony. Thank you very much, Fred. Ashley Weeks has been touched to say cheers, because obviously we did play him last week.
We did, yeah. Hi to Fred, first of all, and hello to Ashley as well. I'm loving both of your work.
And Fatboy's been in touch. Cake,
not quite so much.
Nah. Cake Andy from the Vaults. Why, you really know how to spoil a fat bloke. We do. You're right.
We do indeed. And I missed him, you know. I haven't seen him for ages.
Oh, yeah. Last time I saw him was Wakefield.
Good there Lord, I was thinking of that.
Oh, there you go.
He's a very entertaining character.
He is. He's been listening for years. It's eight years probably now.
He does take quite a long time to walk around.
One final comment from Jen Glenn Chrisan.
Right. Yeah. I've seen this one. Yeah, this is interesting.
So I can't remember when we talked about this, but that he says, I just heard my name mentioned on Funky. I'm not a new listener. I've got podcast downloaded from 2011 to present.
Get you. All right, no need to show off.
Get you. I enjoy listening while I work out and party. This is Glenn, by the way. Jen and Glenn share a Facebook page, you twat. Ba-ha-ha-ha-ha. Ironically, I also prefer scotch that tastes like gasoline, referencing the dedicated song that followed the Facebook comments by the Saints of Rebellion Gasoline. Antino Willie, yours, Glenn's Coot, USA. Connecticut? CT, probably?
Yeah. Connecticut.
So, I do barely remember the name being mentioned, but I can't remember when it was.
I would like to know what Jen is doing while Glenn is working out and partying. Maybe she could get in touch. She'd probably be at punkyradio.com. We'll find out.
Thank you for the comment, and thank you for listening to 2011.
Yeah, thank you, mate.
There you go. That's it, so, Facebook.
Well, in that case, let's have another listen to.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
It is a very nice song.
I love it. Right then, next song, One Day Elliot, 20-sided dice.
kitten sub.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was One Day Earlier, a band we haven't played before who approached us directly, and a track called 20-Sided... They're from Kent, Tony.
Okay, cool.
A track called 20-Sided Dice from their latest release. You can find out more about them by visiting their website, which is...
OneDayElliot.co.uk?
No, OneDayElliot.com. Poorly being internet too, Tony One. One Day Elliot is spelled OneDayElliot.com. I've got no idea where the name comes from. And again, hopefully we'll be playing something else from them in future weeks. Did you do anything last week?
Nothing major. I watched a film called Frank. That was entertaining.
Oh, was that the Frank Sidebottom one?
It is, but not at the same time. Yeah, it is. It is that. It turns out to be just about another bloke called Frank who has the same head. But it's kind of inspired by...
Right.
And there is some connection, but... Yeah, it's a strange film, but it's good. But it's not at all what I expected. I was expecting a bit of Frank Sidebottom action,
right?
And it was it was weird, but it's worth watching.
Well, I watched a film last week as well that I got in Poundland for a quid. Life of Pi. I'd read the book years ago, but I hadn't seen the film. Really liked it.
Yeah, I read the book. Seen the film yet. Wow, that was for Pound. That was good.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Tone. I'll lend it to you.
Okay. I think I might actually have got it somewhere. I think because I have Netflix.
Right. Well, in that case, I won't lend it to you.
But it's worth watching then.
Yeah, I think so. On as big a screen as possible.
Okay. It's pretty.
It's panoramic.
Ang Lee, wasn't it? Yes.
Yes. The colours are vivid.
Good.
I did a gig last Saturday in a place that I thought was called Hailsham, but it was in fact next to Hailsham, a place called Hellinglie. And do you know what Hellinglie is famous for?
No.
Across the road from the gig, there was a Victorian asylum where they specialised in strapping people up and electrocuting them. Right, and all manner of grief and horror there.
Blimey.
Right. And it's well known in the area as the Nut House. And I said, well, actually... I'm not sure it would be a nut house these days, because in recent years it does seem to be that an increasing number of people quite like the idea of being strapped up and abused. It's only been like recent films that go by, and I suggested if it was reopened, it should be reopened and called 50 Shades of Fucked. It was a great gig, by the way. Really good. Really, really good fun. And hello to everyone in that area of Sussex, which is, it's close to Eastbourne, where that's probably the biggest place it's near.
Right. Cool. Yeah.
Right, two songs in a row now, Tony. And first up, if hardcore punk from Belo Horizonte is your bag, have I got a band for you? All the way from southern Brazil, I think, Belo Horizonte. Is it southern Brazil? I think so.
No idea.
It's Brazil, anyway.
Right, okay.
If I've said southern, it's northern, I apologise. My Brazilian geography, despite last year's World Cup, is not that great. Thank you very much. Again, they sent you through. They got in touch with us via Facebook, and I said, do me a favour and get in touch by email instead. So they did, and I got their stuff from there, and I had listened to it. Each song is different on this latest album, Tony. Really interesting. And the one we're going to play is not representative of the album, because no one track is.
Right, okay.
They're all really different. They're all really good. We will be playing more in future weeks for deaths. But what I want to know is, Tony, the band is called Pursuidos, which I'm sure you don't pronounce like that. It's probably Pursuidos. What is their Bandcamp page?
Pursuidos.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed, and it's Pursuidos.bandcamp.com. Listen out for Vanilla Pod after this. In the meantime, oh, here we go. Here is You Indutiful.
Mas é ver um lugar pra pessoas como eu quer dizer, um lugar melhor do que esse. Como alguém pode acordar às 5 horas da manhã, mijar, cagar, escovar os dentes, pentear o cabelo, tomar todo o cuidado com a roupa que deve vestir, ligar na TV e acompanhar todas as mentiras do jornal. O que eu tenho pra comer? Pão e nada. Manteiga, como sempre. encarar um trânsito de merda pra chegar em um lugar onde essencialmente vai ganhar um monte de dinheiro pra outra pessoa. Sentar em uma mesa sem janelas, só divisória, não lembrar da cor do céu ou se está frio lá fora. Escutar os machistas se gabando sobre a última trepada, ignorando a companheira que esperava em casa. Lembrar que todos eles têm filhos e que provavelmente podem se tornar animais igual aos seus pais. Sujo, sentado, lembrando, preciso sair daqui, não suporto esse cheiro de perfume, essa educação forçada e sorriso amarelo. Pessoas não te olham nos olhos, que eles vão conversar, se escondem meras banalidades como o tempo, minhas dívidas, minha vida, minha idade, meu cigarro, meu café. Não, eu não estou feliz com isso. Sentado e lembrando, preciso sair daqui. Eu suporto esse cheiro de perfume, essa educação forçada, esses sorrisos amarelos, pessoas que não choram nos olhos e que evitam conversar e se escondem em meras banalidades como a porra do tempo.
As red as a possum's ass in pokeberry season.
No man in the mirror, I couldn't be any clearer.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I thought it was only right that after we'd heard Posuidos from Belo Horizonte, and I did just check on the old internet there, and I was completely wrong about the position of Belo Horizonte, saying I wasn't sure whether it was in the north or the south. It's in the middle, on the coast, halfway up, not far from Rio de Janeiro. And thank you to them for sending us that through. Yeah, instead, I thought the best way to follow that would be a band from King's Lynn.
Oh, okay. Yeah, twinned.
Yeah. More than likely, King's Lynn is also halfway up England on the coast. Maybe they are. The people of Belo Horizonte would be very disappointed to find out they were twinned with King's Lynn. That band, Vanilla Pod, celebrating their 20th anniversary, Tony.
Oh, blimey.
And that's come via TNS Records. But it's a joint release with another label, that one. And again, hopefully we'll play another track by them in future weeks. It's all pretty good. Oh, yes, sir. What is Vanilla Pod's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/VanillaPod.
It's facebook.com/VanillaPodRock. Paulie being internet 3, Tony 2. That's right, isn't it?
Have I even got two? Yeah, sounds about right.
Have you got two?
It might be.
Oh, no, it's 4-1, isn't it?
Yeah, that sounds better.
Oh no, hang on. Oh yeah, because you got Wolf Bites Boy right. Oh,
okay, cool. It's 3-2 then.
And you got Persuidos right. So it's 3-2, yeah. Anyway, I'm glad we've got that sorted out amongst ourselves. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12.
New location.
Yes. So if you don't know by now, it is on Holloway Road now, not Denmark Street anymore. But it is all still open, and there's a lovely little kitchen there now for you as well, for your hungry needs. Your hungry needs.
Is that for, like, eating and that?
Stuff. Peckishness.
Well, straight out of this show, Tony, I'll be catering to my hungry needs.
So, 3 gigs this week. Sunday there is a open mic night. Things are getting back to usual. So I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday.
I'm excited already.
Thursday night, Leadfoot. That's all. That's it on Thursday night. How much did that would be?
Oh Lord, £5.
£8 advance, £10 on the door. I'm calling that £8.
You're calling that £8? Yeah. I was nowhere near the mark.
Nah.
Yeah. Sounds like they've upped their game a bit. I wonder whether there were already bands booked into Fibbers.
Maybe
when they took it on, and that's why the adjustment's gradual. Would that make sense?
Yeah, because certainly before there was never not much over £6, £8. Certainly none of this in advance, can't buy tickets on the door malarkey.
Yeah, they're messing with my mind.
They are. Friday night, Dirty Thrills and More to be announced. It's an Enterprise night.
Right.
Just as Enterprise, not Enterprise Studios. I don't know if they're one and the same. How much think that would be?
More confident, £6.
It is. Yeah.
Yes.
Saturday night, The Space Wasters, Rage DC, Jettison, and more, and a DJ. It's a London Calling night.
Seal of approval.
How much do you think that is?
£6 as well.
It is, yeah.
I know. I think I've got to the bottom of this. I think Inspector Paul has worked this out, that they had bands already booked in at pre-arranged prices.
Maybe, yeah. That's
what I reckon.
But yeah, fair play.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
The important thing is you get down there.
Exactly. That is it for this week.
So that concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide
12 Bar. The games they play.
Yeah.
Right, Tony.
Yes.
I imagine it's about the time you wanted to hear some music from Tenerife, yeah?
Yeah, please, yeah.
Absolutely. And hello to EB11. I don't know what that would be in Spanish. EB 11, probably. Oh, by the way, I've just booked my hotel for the cycling meeting this July, so I am going with the man Steve. I'm once again going on holiday with a man.
Mm.
Yeah, to go and see some fantastic psychobilly. And the Toy Dolls are on there this year as well, so do make sure you check that. Type in Psychobilly Meeting 2015 to the internet and you'll find out all about it. You'll find out where I'm going, and we will have more about that in future weeks. Meanwhile, back at Punky Radio, EB11, obviously, I'd never heard of them before. They came through, they said, look, we're a band from Tenerife, we wonder if you like the players, I'd listen. Yes, I do. Here comes a track by them. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/EB11.
Like Facebook.com/EB11band. And it's EB11 band. Poorly been internet for Tony 2. All is fake. You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was EB11 and a track called All Is Fake. We'll try and get something else of theirs on in coming weeks. Well, I seem to be saying that about every track this week. It's a proper full-on hot rocking show this week. Nothing's really letting up. We normally have one track that is kind of slower or different, or but these are all rock, Tony.
Excellent.
Everything rocks. Good. Everything rocks. Are you doing anything this week?
No, not this week. It's a pretty quiet one, so back to work and all that kind of nonsense. What are you up to?
I'm going to Oslo, not nearly as exciting as you.
Of course not.
And I'm taking with me this time Martin Davis and Kate Smurthwaite, two very good comics, and we will be performing at Skure On Friday and Saturday this week, you can find out all about it. OsloComedyClubs.wordpress.com promises to be another week of me trying not to buy beer and failing.
Excellent.
That's what happens as a rule. I normally go to Oslo trying to save money and come back wondering where it all went. I'm also not helped by the exchange rate because of the remarkably strong pound against the Norwegian krona, which means that I go to Norway and it costs me £7 a pint, and then I come back and the exchange rate is such that I lose 150 quid.
Ah.
It's like they don't want me to go or something. Basically, I need the oil price to go up. I'm just about the only person in the world who wants petrol to be more money, because the krona is linked to the... I think we spoke about this before.
Yeah.
The krona is directly linked to the oil price. So when the oil price is high, I get a really good exchange rate for me, because I'm earning money out there and bringing it back here. When the oil price is low, I get a really good exchange rate as a tourist, but Norway is so laughably expensive that even with that bad, I still get stung. So at present, I'm getting stung at both ends.
Blimey.
It's like, Tony, it's like having a threesome in a beehive.
Nice.
Yeah, so anyway, that's what I'm doing this week. If you are in the Oslo area, and some of you might be, maybe pop down, see the gigs, always great fun. Doors open 7:30, show starts 8:30. It's 150 kroner to get in, but with the current exchange rate, I'm thinking of charging 300. Cash only. Right.
Yes.
I'm going to play another track now. And you know what? We've been playing some bands with some strange backgrounds this week, Tony.
Yep.
But if Iranian stroke Swedish symphonic doom is your band, have I got a band for you? This is a band called Artemis. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I was saying this show rocks.
Yeah.
This really does. Have a listen to it. This is Tip of the Blade. You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Artemis. They don't muck about. I'll tell you what, in terms of two countries potentially causing a racket, Sweden and Iran is right up there, and they don't muck about. Absolutely brilliant. What is Artemis's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Artemis.
No, facebook.com/Artemis Metal Band. Poorly being internet 5, Tony 2, that's more like it. Now, I was about to say, have you got a twat? And then I suddenly thought of something else, and then I forgot that. So for the time being, have you got a twat?
I don't.
Knickers.
Yeah.
Right, let's find out why not. So and yeah, what people are doing.
Yeah, no twats this week. Please do make sure you email me, because I can't do it, but unless you email me the twats. All I need is the twats' name, where they're from, and a reason for nomination. It's that simple. We all know twats. So do email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
Right, yeah, very good. And please do as well. We like getting twats. I'm possibly being a bit of a twat this evening, goes Tony. Because after this show, I'm going to cater to my hunger needs. And then after that, I'm going down the pub to meet a bloke from the Czech Republic called Zdenko Boinky Boink or something, who I've never met before.
All right.
Basically, I'm going out to see if I'm going to be any good at chess, in that will I get a Czech mate. It's a long story. But I will tell you all about it next week, because it could lead to something quite interesting in my life. I can't really tell you more than that right now, and I've just thought of it, but it's going to be very funny.
How ominous.
Yeah, kinda. Now, there's this new thing we're on, and we've missed the boat on enough social networks to be quite keen to be on there first, which we appear to be. What is it? Tell us about it.
So we are on Hear Me Out. Hear Me Out!
Hear me out now.
Which is kind of, I mean, we were talking before, is it like Twitter? It's very much like Twitter. It is Twitter with, instead of 140 characters, you've got 42 seconds of audio.
It sounds like it's Twitter for drivers, doesn't it? So rather than watching the thing scroll down, you're actually listening to it scroll down.
Yeah, with the very short bursts.
Yeah.
And it's new, so it's not a lot of people on it. So it's
not good. Yet.
Not yet.
But it does sound interesting, because I was thinking, oh God, this would be like, if you keep hearing all these voices, it'll be like the Borg. But actually, it's probably not bad, because obviously you don't hear every voice. You sign up to the ones you want to hear. And once you've built up enough, you're just going to get people, you're going to get stand-up comics and musicians. And I've had an idea for it, actually, that I may do myself, if I can get round to it, which is, how about this? Which is Paul's Weekly Track. Because I've got a couple of CDs worth of bands doing songs of 30 seconds or less, so I figured I could do a weekly track of a 30 seconds or less song. And would this be in the same way that Twitter has led to people getting their point across much quicker? If Hear Me Out takes off, will it lead to a lot of 30 second bursts of songs?
Oh, that's a good point.
It is a good point, because then if you're in the car, you could be hearing a bit of information and then get a quick song and then something else. It does sound interesting, and I was not so sure about it to start with, then had a look and thought, aye, this might, if this gets going, it might be all right.
Yeah, it's difficult to see a minute because there aren't many people using it, but you're right. I mean, if not people use it, it could be interesting. So we are on it.
Yeah, what's the website again?
Now, this is the thing. The website is hearmeoutapp.com, but there's not a lot you can access through the website. It is pretty much an app-only service at the moment.
Right, okay.
So you have to go, if you go to hearmeoutapp.com, you can download the app from the front page, Android or Apple, and we are on there as Punky Radio.
Right, brilliant.
And that's about it. I tried to find any other way of accessing it, and that is it. On our Facebook page, there is a link, so there is some way in there, but we have to post the link.
Oh, you're clever, aren't you?
Thank you very much. There's a link to the preview that we posted to last week's show, so
yeah,
you can have a listen to
it. And lots of people that listen to the show, don't hear the preview. So if you sign up to that thing now, you will just easily hear the preview each week, which does give you a taster of what the show will be. And let's see if some other Punky Radio listeners actually sign up and see if this thing gets going, I suppose.
Yeah, why don't you sign up and send us messages, and we'll play them on the show.
Do you have that sort of facility? Oh, you are clever, Tony.
We could do that.
That would
I know
be fantastic.
A thing or two.
No, that would be fantastic, because then you could leave us messages that we could read out on the show like a proper radio show.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. Which also brings me on rather neatly to a bit of news I'm going to have for next week, which is quite exciting for those of you that like Punky Radio and like the music we play. But I will be telling you about it next week. Right, so that's about it, isn't it, for then?
That's it, yeah.
Right, okay, that's about it for then. I'm not sure who's attentive.
That's all right.
Last track this week, Tony, a band called Dead Happy. Now, when you think about that, we've heard from bands from as far afield as Sweden and Brazil and Tenerife. Where do you think this last band are from, Tony?
South Wales.
Very close, kind of. if you're looking from the sky, in that it's a freaky disco metal duo from the West Midlands. They sent me three tracks through. This was the only one that was really suitable for this show, and I think you'll like it a lot. As I say, the band are called Dead Happy. What is their website?
deadhappy.co.uk.
deadhappyband.com. Paulie B on the internet, 6, Tony 2. Dismiss this. That's about it for this week. Thanks very much for listening. Hope you enjoyed Dead Happy. I was actually dead happy to hear it, Tom.
Oh, nice.
That's right. I hope to see some of you in Oslo at the weekend. Don't forget, you can check out the website, oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. Tony is going to go and cater for his hunger needs.
Mm.
And as I will be, and I'm about to go out and meet Zdenko Boinky Boink. So if there's no show next week, it's because I've been killed by someone from Central Europe. No pressure. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Bunch of guns.